After Browns practice today, head coach Mike Pettine spoke with the media, as he always does. And today, a lot of the focus was on the hurry-up offense that the Browns debuted.
Yeah, it's something that we want to incorporate offensively at some point. I think it's always good to be able to change your tempo, sometimes by necessity if you're down. It's not necessarily a true two-minute when you get behind and you just want to kind of change the tempo up a little bit. And it's really the future of the league. So I think defensively, we can't see enough of that. That was a situation in Buffalo last year. We were up-tempo all the time. Our guys got real used to it, so we weren't real fazed by it when we saw it during the regular season. And I think that's something you'll see more of. We'll work on that, more repetitions in future practices, especially leading up to the opener. I know Pittsburgh, there's talk of they went some up-tempo last year. I think they liked it. They're going to increase it some more. But I think it's a league-wide trend. So it's something we certainly have to be prepared for. Today was the first set of doing it, so we were pretty basic offensively with the volume that we had, no huddle. But I think it's to any quarterback's advantage that to be able to get up on the ball quick and force the defense to not be able to substitute and maybe be a little bit more vanilla with their calls or more worried about getting lined up than getting into in advanced detail. You see some teams that play well when they have that time to reset in between, and then I think you just need that in your arsenal, though, always to kind of unnerve a team, the ability to go no huddle. It'll be in the neighborhood of a half. The hard part for us is then we have a quick turnaround to St. Louis, so we have to give some consideration to. I don't know if we can go with the traditional model of half, then into three quarters, with it being such a quick turnaround. So that'll be brought up as well. No, I think he's progressing well, and it took some time. I mean, it did. I think it helped him when we gave him some days off here and there, and we'll continue with that till we feel that he's back up 100%. But I think that's critical. I mean, it's hard to have a roster spot just for a guy, and all he does is return. He has to be able to function on one side of the ball or the other. I mean, the same thing with Bademosi on defense, that he's a core teamer, but he has to be able to function at safety at times, whether it's in a package or as a true backup. And it's the same way on offense with Travis, that I think that's what you can have him be your third or your fourth. I think that's nothing but a positive thing. No, he's a good teamer. He's a good football player. I mean, he's not going to be a flashy guy, but he's solid. He does his job, and he's a guy that we're very pleased with his development. He's really showed up when we've done live work. So I thought he had a good scrimmage, made a couple nice plays in the game, forced a fumble, had another tackle. He's a guy that's fighting for a spot, but he's doing everything he can. He's had a good camp. Very similar to what I just said about Josh, that he's not a flashy guy, but you look at his grade sheet and it's just like all filled with pluses. So all he does is his job, and he made some plays. He's a guy that I think he's tough to block. I think Coach Weaver's done a great job with him to get him to understand the technique and how to release off of blocks. And he's technically he's one of our better guys up front.